Well, Barry Rattray, Bowtie scored what could easily be described as a sensational performance to win the Tasmanian Guineas on Sunday night.
Yeah, look, very happy with him, Peter. He did a fair bit of work in the run and handled the opposition quite easily. Pleased with that.
Now, last season you said that he was one of the horses that was likely to develop into a pretty good three-year-old, and he certainly hasn't let you down.
No, he hasn't. He's done an enormous job since he came back. He's such a lovely going horse, and he seems to have a fair bit of depth about him. And this year, I think he's fine. Just that fraction of speed, and in his track work, he showed that he's found that fraction of speed that sort of separates the nice horses from the bit better ones. Yeah.
When you sort of watched the race and how the race panned out, when he had to, like Gareth was sort of two minds, didn't get caught in the speed battle, eased back, then when it slackened he decided to drive him like he was the best horse in the race, but coming around the home turn and they all looked like they were going to make a charge, he just seemed to, you know, defy them over the last 150.
Look, Gareth came back and said he was very happy that he could have done a bit more at the finish without too much trouble. He said he was pretty comfortable all the way. He kept him on the job. He was a funny little bugger. Unless they get alongside him, doesn't race all that keen at times. And he said he kept him on the job, but he said he was quite confident that had he needed to, there was a fair bit up his sleeve.
Is he going to be a better horse when he's been able to be set up?
Look, he showed his versatility in the last couple of runs prior to this, and which was pretty pleasing. Whether he's better or not, at this stage, you know, those sort of things depend on the runs you get. You know, now as you get up in class and start to race better horses, if you go forward and you get a hard run, well, you're probably better sitting up and vice versa, you know, if you stay back and they go a bit steady and the race doesn't run to suit, you're probably better up to the front, you know. But he's versatile enough now that those sort of things, you can take advantage of both of those things, you know. You can either sit up or go forward.
All right, what's the program for Bowtie?
Look, we spent the last couple of days tossing up whether we go to Victoria Derby or not. Probably inclined to stay at this stage, I think, but haven't really made up our mind yet. We're still looking at that.
All right, well, it certainly wouldn't do him any harm nicking across the water. You know, racing up against those, you get a pretty good idea of where he's at.
Well, yeah, that's true. But sometimes if you get too greedy, you've got a pretty big year ahead of him. You know, if you go across the water and things don't go to plan, you've all of a sudden lost your opportunity in the Tasmanian Derby. Maybe you're better to try that first. And I think that's where we're leaning to at the moment. We hang on and go around the Tasmanian Derby and then consider the other derbies after that, you know.
All right. Well, look, he's had enough runs now for you to sort of make an assessment and answer a question that I'll pose to you now. You've had some very, very good horses over your time and good three-year-olds. Where would Bowtie sit in amongst the good ones that you've had?
Comfortable that he ranks up with quite a few of them. Haven't said that. We haven't taken them to the same level that I would need to over the next 3 weeks to take on a Victorian Derby. You know, I remember when we loaded up Astral Fonseca, for instance.
Yeah.
I was extremely confident that Astral Fonseca was up to any three-year-old in the country, in all New Zealand. We haven't asked this horse to go anywhere near that level at this point in time, and that would have to be done if we chose to take our option up and go to the Victorian Derby.
At
this point in time, we have not worked him at that level to pull on those sort of horses, you know. But there's plenty of time to do that if we choose to. It'd be a matter of how he responded to that.
All right, well, where's his next start likely to be in Tassie?
Unsure. Right at this point in time, we're very uncertain about what we're doing. Having said that, I'm probably inclined to lean towards hanging on and having probably an ordinary run and going around in the Australian, in the Tasmanian Derby.
All right, mate. Well, look, well done. A great performance by Bo Tide, and I'm sure he's got a big future. Just very quickly, Benediction, how did she pull up?
Pulled up fine. You know, just far too hard early. They break 35 in Hobart early. They're in trouble. Having said that, she was pretty competitive till halfway down the straight.
Yeah.
And I know Scarif just let her ease up. You know, she's coming up. That was a second up, and she didn't really need that sort of run. But anyway, when you draw wide, those are the sort of things that you're confronted with it from time to time, and you deal with it and move forward.
All right, mate. Look, well done with Bow Tide, and I'm sure Benediction will live to fight another day. Thanks for your time, mate, and we'll talk to you soon.